Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language, and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to pleasuremechanics.com. And while you're there, please check out our complete suite of online multimedia courses designed to help you become a better lover and have the amazing sex life you deserve. And as a listener of Speaking of Sex, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off any course on the site. In this episode, we're going to be answering a listener's question about the role of masturbation in a long-term relationship. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading the question submitted by a listener.
First off, thanks so much for your podcast. I'm going back and listening from the beginning, and I have to say I've learned so much already. Here's my question. I've been married for 7 years, and I have a 1-year-old daughter. My husband and I are doing pretty well given we are new parents, but don't have sex as often as we used to. I really ever only feel in the mood for it at most once a week, but I've come to realize my husband masturbates a few times a day, in the shower, before bed, who knows. He's pretty open about it with me because we're both pretty sex positive. And to tell you the truth, I even masturbate once in a while, but sometimes I feel guilty about it. Like, if we can't be making time for sex with each other, why do we have time to masturbate? It almost feels like a form of cheating. I know how crazy that sounds, but for me, sometimes it just feels simpler. Thanks for your thoughts. It's been bugging me recently. Jackie.
Well, first off, thank you, Jackie, for submitting your question. I think it's a really relevant one because really anyone in a relationship, and even in a relationship with yourself, so if you're not in a partnership right now, the question of what is the role of masturbation in your life and then in your relationship is a meaningful question to ask. It reveals a lot about your relationship to pleasure and to your sexuality and to what your ideas about sexual companionship are. So we're going to dive into this and explore all of these facets of the role of masturbation and sexual energy and partnership in a relationship. Charlotte, what do you think?
Yeah, I think this probably is especially poignant as a new parent. But I think that everyone can benefit from looking at this question of what role does masturbation have in a partnership?
Right. And on the new parent stuff, we feel ya. We have a 2-month-old daughter at the time of this recording. And so we are deep in the exploration of what it means to have a sex life as a parent. More to come on that. But I think, right, as you said, this is relevant for everyone in everyone's relationship.
Absolutely. And I think as a culture, we're so used to this idea that our sexuality is owned by our partner. It is just so common and taken for granted and not really questioned as a central tenet of being in partnership. So we've talked about this on previous podcasts, but we really do not believe that our partner owns our sexuality. We really feel as though we are individuals and we each have our own sexuality and we're each actually responsible for our own sexual energy that we then bring to our partnership. So from this perspective, we really feel like masturbating on your own is an essential part of keeping your own fire going and being more sexually alive and bringing that to your partner. I know in this moment in time for you as a new parent, perhaps you're not having time to bring yourself to your partner, but it is likely that you will again in time, and having taken this time to masturbate during this stage will have kept you feeling a bit more sexual than you would have otherwise.
So what you're saying is it's a keep the home fires burning kind of philosophy of we each have our own individual sexualities. Masturbation helps keep that sexuality alive and well, especially in times when you don't have time, energy, or desire for partnered sex, especially within a long-term relationship. Is that the essence of what you're getting at?
I believe that is an excellent summary of what I was saying.
Let's dive into that a little bit. The idea of being an individual sexual being. I think a lot of the times when we talk about being in a relationship, it's assumed that your entire sexuality is then in relationship with your partner. All of the sex you're going to be having, all of your fantasies, all of your thoughts even, are supposed to be devoted entirely to your partner. And we question even this. You know, we think it's important to have permission to fantasize about fantastical beings, celebrities, mystery partners. Like, within your erotic imagination, you can explore outside of your relationship to your partner. When it comes to masturbation, that is bringing physical touch and pleasure to your own body in order to have an orgasm. And I think what this points to is that sex is not just for partnering. As human beings, we use sexuality in all sorts of ways, and one of the ways we use sexual energy is just to create excitement and arousal in the body and then create a climactic release of orgasm, because orgasms feel good, because they're good for us. They give us energy, they release stress, they help us relax, they help us sleep better. And so sometimes masturbation is more functional, and this is actually a great use of masturbation when you're not having as much sex as you want to with your partner.
Right, because you say sometimes it just feels simpler to masturbate. Well, the truth is it just is simpler.
Why do you think that? What makes it simpler?
Because you're just having to deal with your own interest and desire. When you're partnered, you both have to be in the same, some sort of mood of availability and openness. You need to connect. You need to, you don't need to, but it makes it better if you have some warm-up, you have some connecting before you get to the sex. Like, it does just take more time.
Right. And you both need to be in that zone at the same time, which, as new parents, we're discovering, like, one of you is changing a diaper and the other one is making dinner. Like, it's very hard to match up your schedules when you're taking care of a new life.
Absolutely. So I think it's okay to acknowledge that it is simpler to just take care of matters, take matters into your own hands, if
as
you will.
As it were.
And know that there are certain stages where that's perfectly appropriate and incredibly healthy just to be taking care of yourself when you need to.
Right. So it's like you're tapping into the benefits of sex without all of the prerequisite time and effort for intimacy with another person.
It also sounds like the kind of masturbation that your husband is enjoying is really healthy masturbation. Shower masturbation before bed, these are sort of some of the best ways and places to masturbate. He's not watching porn compulsively.
Right, or he's not staying up late and neglecting his duties as a husband or a father, right? Like, you want to look at the overall pattern of the masturbation and ask, is it fitting into your relationship okay? Does it feel like it's detracting from your time together? Is he ignoring wet diapers in order to go masturbate? It doesn't sound like it. And so there's not a problem really with the pattern as you've described it.
We talk a lot in episode 35 about compulsive or porn-driven masturbation, which in excess can cause issues in the body and in relationships. So, as Chris was saying, it sounds like this form is really healthy.
So I think what's important here with any relationship and masturbation is to look at the interaction between your solo sex life and your partnered sex life. We really believe that a solo sex life, masturbation and fantasy, can enhance your partnered sex life because it keeps you fueled and energized and awake as an erotic being. And then you can bring yourself and all of that energy to your partner when you have the time and space to make love. I think problems arise in relationships when masturbation takes the place of intimacy and overrides your desire for engaging with your partner and making love, even if you have that opportunity. So you talk about masturbation as being more efficient and as a way of just kind of keeping you going throughout the day, and I bet your husband feels the same way. But if you ever find yourself turning to masturbation instead of your partner rather than in addition to, that might be something to look at, and there might be other issues there that are preventing you from connecting with one another and turning to masturbation to get rid of your sexual energy or to blow off steam instead. And so if you think about masturbation as a way of fueling yourself up and energizing yourself and getting through this stressful time of being a new parent, and keeping your sexuality alive and awake so you have it to bring to your partner when you have the opportunity, that's a beautiful thing.
Though I do want to say that it sounds like in this stage that they are turning towards masturbation instead of each other because of time and energy. And I feel like there's also stages of life where that's totally appropriate and fine. It's just if that extends, keeps going, and you never make time to be together, that it can become problematic or just turn into a different kind of pattern.
Right. She's saying that they're still making love maybe once a week, that they're doing well overall. So the relationship is healthy. I think that's what I'm saying more. It's not that they're using masturbation to escape one another. Yeah. It's a supplement.
Beautiful. And I'm saying that sometimes there'll be stages, though, in life. It sounds like they're not doing that. But if there are people out there who are in stages where they are just masturbating, feeling connected with their partner, but not able to make the time to make love, in stages that can be fine and appropriate, there can be warning signs if it keeps going for longer.
Right. So taking the bird's eye view of your relationship as a whole, and then what is masturbation's role within it? And if you're honest with that, then I think you can really see problems arising as they come and not wait till it turns into a crisis.
Just because new parents, it is this stage where we hear again and again from people where they have kids and then this pattern begins and they don't have sex for like 2 or 3 years. And then the relationship kind of drifts and
turns into a sexless marriage.
Right. So yeah. So you just don't want to create that experience. And it's a really common one.
Right.
So finding ways to stay connected to your partner, even if you're not having full-out sex, is really important. If that is just a little kiss here and there, if that is just telling them that they are beautiful and you're grateful and you appreciate them, if that is going for a walk while the baby's sleeping and holding hands and just talking, you know, finding ways to stay connected and as many sexualized moments as you can throw in that feels authentic is a great way of staying connected, even if full-on sex is beyond the scope in those moments.
Right, and this strategy might work better for some couples than others, but some couples will really enjoy telling one another what they're fantasizing about as a way of including one another in their solo sex life. So, for example, you could say to your husband, "Oh, you just took a really long shower, did you? What were you thinking about?" And open up the conversation to include one another's fantasies, share what you're finding sexy, and use that as a way of staying connected and including one another in your sexual energy fields, even if you're not having sex all the time. Another way to do that is to actively fantasize about each other and to really keep one another central in your fantasy life. I was just watching Beyoncé talk about her video Partition, which if you haven't seen this video, you need to go to YouTube and search Beyoncé Partition. It's one of the sexiest music videos I've ever seen, personally. And in her YouTube channel, she has a video where she's talking about the making of, and she was a new mother, she was breastfeeding, she was in no makeup, and she was on this songwriting retreat in the Hamptons, and she was listening to this beat that someone had laid down for her, and she started fantasizing about the early days of her relationship, and she wove this huge fantasy about her and her husband and being his sexy toy and being on her knees in the limo. And it's just this very sexy fantasy about her and her husband. But it came from a place of her being a tired breastfeeding mother. And I love how she talks about this creative process of returning to the early stages of their marriage in her fantasy life to tap into that feeling of being desirable and being a sex object rather than being a tired new mother. We can use fantasy to create a temporary escape from our current reality and paint a picture of what has been or what might be in the future. And as much as you can include your lover in that, either by revisiting peak experiences from the past or by creating fantasies for your future self to play out, that will help you stay connected to your partner and you're not fantasizing about some celebrity, although in Beyoncé's case she is because her husband's a celebrity, but you're not creating a total escape. You're creating a little moment of what is possible between you and your loved one. And that will just bring you closer and you'll feel more desire for your lover and you'll stay connected as a couple. So that long Beyoncé story was all to say, if you do fantasize during masturbation, consider fantasizing about your husband or about your wife, and that will help you stay more deeply connected.
And then reporting about it as a sexy moment.
Yeah, she made this video as this gift to her husband and ended up stripping in a strip club for him as part of making the video. But really, it was this gift for her husband to say, I'm still here as your sexy wife, even though I'm now a mother. Like, look at me. And go on YouTube and look at it. It's profoundly beautiful. If you're into that kind of thing. All right. So we have given you the green light to masturbate in your relationship. We think it's actually a very healthy and essential part of keeping your individual sexualities alive. We have suggested talking to one another, staying connected as a couple, redirecting that erotic energy back towards one another through affectionate moments, through sharing your fantasies verbally, through fantasizing about one another.
And taking whatever moments you can to be sexual together, whether that's flirting or sharing fantasies, just to keep the sexual charge there in moments. We've been using the phrase carpe momentum. You know that phrase carpe diem that we always thought meant seize the day, but we actually looked it up and it means seize the opportunity and the moment and the chance. So
you can use these phrases interchangeably, but we really like carpe momentum because it reminds us that sometimes there is just literally a moment.
Sometimes as new parents, you really do just have a moment to share. You don't get to have a whole evening. So taking advantage of those moments, making them hot, making them sexy, just appreciating them and knowing that if you just throw in those moments or take advantage of them here and there, that over time you'll be keeping your connection alive for when there is more time to be able to connect. By taking advantage of these moments, you'll stay connected and that will serve you in the long run.
I also want to invite you to think about when you do have sex with each other, make it the best sex you can. I think there's this temptation when you're in a stressful period of your life, whether it's being a new parent, taking care of an elderly parent, one of you is sick, or if just the demands of life are overwhelming at the moment, it's easy to rush through sex and make it kind of functional and just get through it as quickly as possible. And this really leads to long-term dissatisfaction just as much as not having sex at all. So when you do have the opportunity to make love, you're both in the mood, you have a little window of time and space, try to make it really great sex. Take time to build arousal. Take time to really connect with one another. Don't just go through the motions. And if you make the sex you do have really special, then it can kind of compensate for not having sex as often as both of you would like. And so if you need help making your sex even better, of course, you can come over to pleasuremechanics.com, check out our online courses, learn new sexual skills. But the real essence here is to take the time to build arousal, really give it your all, make sure you both show up emotionally, connect with one another, and make the sex you are having memorable. And this will help you get through these times when you're not having sex as frequently as you want and make sure you stay really connected as spouses and lovers, as well as parents and partners. So these have been some suggestions to continue building your intimate relationship even through a stressful time, and some perspective on what the role of masturbation in a long-term relationship can be. And to recap, we really want you to look at masturbation in your relationship from a bird's eye perspective and ask the question, are you using masturbation to build up the charge within yourself as an individual sexual being? Or is it being used to replace intimacy with your partner? Is it a supplement or a replacement? That's the real core question to ask at any point if you're worried about the role of masturbation in your intimate life with another person. So I hope this has given you some perspective. If you have any questions, or if any listeners have any questions at all about this or any other part of your sex life, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, hit the Ask Us Anything button, and we will be in touch. You can suggest topics for future episodes of this podcast or ask us anything that's on your mind. We are always here for you. And while you're there, please check out our complete suite of online courses. We are really excited to offer you these online courses. Each one of them is a comprehensive multimedia online experience. So you get video guides, audio guides, a handbook, membership to our online community where you can ask questions and share your stories with a community of like-minded people. And these online courses give you the chance to learn new sexual skills in the privacy of your own home at your own pace. And you can revisit them again and again so you can master new sexual skills and expand your sexual repertoire and experiences and have the amazing sex life you deserve. We're really proud of these courses. People from all over the world have joined us to become better lovers and enjoy more sexual pleasure through our proven strategies and techniques offered in these mastery courses. So come on over and check them out. And as a listener of Speaking of Sex, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the course of your choice. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.